Good morning again, my friends. This is David Saul from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, last week we ended talking about our flesh initiating things that we expect God to bless. But if we initiate it, my friend, it is flesh, and flesh can only produce flesh. We also talked about, now listen close, my friend, that Jesus did not come to bless our natural life. Oh, no. Jesus tells us that we must lose our life so that we can discover or find His. In Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all four Gospels, Jesus says, "He who loses his life for my sake shall surely find it." Losing comes first, finding comes second. Now, I know this message is not popular today in Christendom. Oh, no. The Joel Osteens, the Kenneth Copelands, and all of their ilk, they canvass TV and the internet and social media 24/7, lying using the Word of God. My friend, either Jesus is true, or the world religious leaders, con men out there, are true. I have my money on Jesus being true, my friend. Jesus tells us that there is nothing in our natural life that is compatible with God. Let me say that again. There is nothing natural in our natural life that is compatible with God. Rather, if we lose our life, we will find or discover the true life that is in Christ. Wow, that is in Christ. And in Christ is all that we need, both materialistically and spiritually. Let me say that again. In Christ is all that we need in the materialistic realm and in the spiritual realm. Alongside of this gospel of me that we hear on TV is almost a complete blindness to Jesus Christ. My friend, Christianity is Christ in us, the hope of glory, Colossians 1:27. If any man is in Christ, then he is a new creature. And in Christ, all things are out from God, and all things are from God. Yet today, the reality of Christ in us and the desire of God to form Christ in us is almost never, ever discussed. Christians do not even know the truth about how they are birthed from above or how they are saved. And the sad part is neither do they want to know. Here we have the essence of Christianity, Christ in us, and the purposes of God, yet they are off the table for learning. This is what happens when the enemy, have it be Satan or man, blinds the heart of the people. Christians have been blinded to the truth about salvation by denominational doctrines and teachings and emotionalism and, universalism and, humanism and all of these self-help teachings. Oh, my friend, sadly the list goes on and on. But once the enemy, have that be Satan or man, blinds people to the reality of Christ in us, then they, the enemy, can more easily get them to operate from out of their own natural life and convince them that they are not living out from God. My friend, this is raw and pure deception. Again, the reality of Christ and the meaning of Christ in us and God's purposes of forming Christ in us is the reason Christ came. It is Christianity. Yet, if we would preach this in most local churches, or even on Christian TV, boy, now there's a real oxymoron, Christian TV, that we would either get blank stares or meet great oppression. This, wow, this is how far things have fallen in Christendom to the truth. Even in those places where there is some little truth on these matters, it would seem it is buried beneath an avalanche of money and membership drives and the power of our soul of the people. But to abide in Christ by faith requires a total surrender to Him as Lord. Let me say that again. To abide in Christ by faith requires a total surrender to Him as Lord. Not because I feel I must do, but because I want to surrender. It requires that I not only take my hands off of my life and leave it alone for God, but it requires that I want to do this, even gladly, do it so. It means that I will birth nothing of myself, and that I will not resort to the flesh to solve any of my ills in my life. Does that sound hard? Well, yes, it might even scare some. But most of us, despite all of our great confessions of faith in the Lord, are quite terrified that if we do nothing about ourselves or our ministry, that God might also do nothing, and we will go down the drain in flames. Well, our attitude ought to be, if God will do nothing, then we gladly also will do nothing. And if everything crashes, so be it. Indeed, the sooner the better. The work of the cross, my friend, will bring us to such an abandonment of ourselves. It sets us so free into freedom that God, quite willing and capable of not only birthing that which satisfies Him, but also of looking after whatever He births. If we really believe this, then we would not be using the ways and methods of the world to try to prop our churches and our ministries up. There would not be a need for money-raising campaigns. I'm just so amazed at how God uses BHG, throughout the years, without church or denominational monthly support. If God does not provide our need for support to do that which He wants us to do, then we will not go. Wow. Yeah, it is all God's idea. So it is His duty and His responsibility to provide for us. All we do is let people know what the Lord has laid on our heart, and money and things and whatsoever we need to do that which God wants us to do just comes rolling in. No begathons, no arm twisting, no manipulation or making people feel bad. Just looking to God to provide, or we will not go. This has been the way that we have done things for over 20 years, and all how God has used Beholding His Glory. We have been to 89 countries of the world. We have shared in conferences and seminars and churches and Bible schools this wondrous gospel message. We've established a tuberculosis clinic in Ethiopia. We established a maternity clinic in Nigeria where we were delivering 125 babies a month. We established a radio station in 2008 in Nepal, and now a second station has been purchased, doubling the opportunity to share this wondrous word of God all throughout Nepal. It is not my job to make it happen. Oh no, it is God's job. No drive for membership for this radio program. And no blessings promised or threats or punishment from the Lord if you give or you do not give. We do not use craftiness of wisdom, of words or emotions and drama to try to move people's hearts. Oh no. We do not need signs and wonders. Rather, we would simply abide in Christ, preach the truth of Christ, and let the chips fall where they may. Wow, let the chips fall where they may. I know preachers and pastors today who use parlor trickery and assumed miracles to manipulate people. But I wonder if they have ever considered what God might do on their behalf if God was actually given the place of sovereignty in their ministry and in their church. Do you want to know why the early church was so powerful, my friend, in the Lord? They had no money, and they seemed not to go after it. They had no TV program, no written materials, no DVDs, no YouTube. Why, they did not even have the Bible at that time. They only had Christ in them, but they changed the world, I wonder today what we could do for God if we really had Christ in us. Wow. Amen. Next week, I would like to start a new series on sanctification. It's going to be a tremendous series, and so please tune in next week on sanctification. This has been David Saul from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you have a tremendous week and that the Lord is with you and you are with the Lord and you're allowing this message to get deep into your heart. God bless. Talk to you next week. Amen.